Joe Spratt.
Hey, Joe, it's Mike again, Bank of Cardiff.
Hey, Mike, how you doing?
Hey, sorry, is it good time?
Yeah, I'm
okay,
good.
Got it, perfect. Okay, so, yeah, I mean, I know you were kind of just saying that you wanted to, you're looking at the 30K for the, you said it was the roof, right?
Yeah, it's a roof, yeah.
Okay, so what was going on with that? Was it something that was damaged, or is you guys kind of just...
It's not damaged. I could have done it through the insurance if it was damaged. It's,
yeah, okay,
it's just got some... It's not been, you know, had a good going over for probably 25 years, and it's got some leaks throughout the building, and we've, you know, temporaried them over and everything, but it's time to actually fix it permanently, and so that's what we're doing.
Got it. Okay. And have you guys already looked into, like, financing this already, or are you kind of just starting to look through it at right now, or...
I actually just got the quote on it, so I have no competitive quotes on it right now. But I know about, you know,
yeah,
probably the finance charges are going to be. But
got it. Okay. Well, yeah. I mean, we have a couple of different programs. I mean, we have a on something like this. I mean, it sounds like you guys would just need. Are you guys wanting just like to do kind of like an upfront cost and like to pay through like the vendor and then just kind of finance it somewhere else, or does the vendor itself offer financing?
No, they do not.
Okay.
I want like a 60-month term.
Oh, 60? Like 6-0?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, got it. Okay.
5 years.
Got it. Okay. And now, let me see, on something like that, yeah, because we have a couple different programs, but my working capital program that I do offer, it's probably going to be closer to, usually the max we can get is about 3-year terms. So it is going to, yeah, kind of vary. But now the thing with that, though, is we, one of the main things with that program is we offer, like halfway into the payments, we actually can restructure the terms too as well. So it can possibly get extended out longer as well.
Mm-hmm.
The main thing that we actually look at is, on something like that, it may be a little difficult. I mean, the terms that we're looking at, usually the gross annual sales too of what you guys make. What would that be right now? Like, are you guys, what did you guys do? Like,
we're at about between 450 and 500 this year, probably.
450K and 500.
Yep.
450, 500. Okay. 500K. Okay. Yeah, and usually what we're able to free up is about 10 to 15%. So it's definitely, you know, you're definitely at that point where it shouldn't be a problem getting the funds. And then, do you guys have like a certain timeline that you guys are looking to get it done by, or is it kind of just, is there currently anybody living there right now, or?
Well, I'm going to start it this month. In September.
Oh, okay. Yeah, just as soon as possible. Okay, got it. Now, the thing with that our capital program, one thing that's really good about us compared to, I know, in some banks, you know, is the timing on there. We can usually get funds out within about, sometimes within 24 to 48 hours, too, as well. So it's definitely something that's will be in your benefit as far as time-wise. Like, are you guys...
Are you a credit card receipts lender?
No, we're not.
Oh, okay.
No, yeah, we're strictly... We strictly work with businesses themselves, and we offer, you know, various type programs for loans. We do, like, equipment financing, working capital loans, and also we do lines of credit, too, as well. But the main thing, like, from what it sounds like, working capital might be the best thing, because what it does is... We free up, like I said, 10 to 15% of your gross annual sales, and then we send that to you. So then you can use that towards anything you see fit. So it's basically an unsecured loan to go towards any expenses you may have. So what we do is, like I was saying, 10 to 15%, you may be eligible for more than that 30K. We're going to actually shoot to...
I don't really want any more than that. I want...
Yeah, and that's why what I wanted to go over, because we'll shoot for the highest amount. Like, say we get you 50,000. You can, whatever terms we actually allow you for, you can choose to go. We start from the kind of up high, and then you can choose exactly how much you want to go with. So okay. we'll shoot for 50, and you can choose 30,000, and then that actually gives you some almost basically like some leverage, basically, because you can work out some better terms too as well, because you're willing to take a little bit less out too as well.
And
a couple of things that we take in consideration, like the main thing, like I already said, was your gross annual sales, which is definitely there. As far as we also look at time in business. When did you guys start business?
We've been in business since 1995.
Okay, got it. And are you the sole owner of that? What is kind of how it's split up there?
No, it's organized as a 501c3 nonprofit corporation.
Got it. Okay. And then, so you guys do incubator. So it's like you kind of work with other almost start. Is it
we
like
have 38 companies under roof here.
Oh, okay, got it. Okay,
oh, that's technology. Cool. We're straight technology based too.
Technology straight. Okay.
We don't do window washers and
yeah,
and yard maintenance. It's all technology based stuff.
Got it. Okay. Yeah, I kind of got a little bit of the background, like kind of through like the website too as well, but I
yep.
wasn't 100% sure too as well. But and you said you haven't gone like to the bank, so you haven't really been able to chance to kind of see what kind of offers are out there. You kind of just you said you're just kind
well,
of.
Well, I've got a standby $50,000 line of credit at a bank that's has no drawings, nothing's drawn down on it, but I've always held that for emergency situation,
yeah.
as opposed to a structured situation
yeah.
like this.
Got it. Yeah. Yeah. And that's definitely, yeah, that's what we'll usually kind of recommend that too as well. Cause we also do that too, is we do lines of credits as well. And yeah, that's something we'll usually kind of, give advice to our, some of our clients is not to, you know, kind of use that, kind of keep it for kind of just emergency quick use kind of things. But
we've had that for about 4 years.
Got it. Okay. Yeah. So that's what I was saying. Yeah. So on something like this, yeah, probably working capital kind of upfront costs and then kind of, do financing that way. But, basically the process of this is, you know, to get you like kind of final terms and everything like that, the pre-approval is kind of just based off past financing. So, you know, the terms are going to vary. We'll kind of need to see where the current health of the business is. What we actually need to do is to start off is we have a working capital application that I can send you. It's just a one-page app. You can, you know, kind of go through that. And then we just need like the 6 months bank statements and then the, your 2015, if you have it, the 2015 business tax return. Do you guys have that?
It is not ready yet. We're on an extension right now.
No problem. Then 2014 would work too as well.
Yep.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, so what I can do is if you'd like to move forward, I mean, I can see what we can get for you. Like I said, the process is about 24 to 40 hours. Even if you don't need it right now, I can get you an answer, you know, as soon as possible. So that way you at least have an offer.
Can you give me some idea
mm-hmm.
of where your rates on your lines of credit are falling? What's the range on?
Well, for the working capital, it's
working capital,
gonna,
right?
Yeah, it's gonna vary on there, obviously. But what it's technically gonna be is because we don't have like a standard like kind of APR interest rate because it's gonna vary due to like the terms, because we have programs that are from 3 months to 3 years, like I was saying. So it is gonna vary, but it's a fixed cost payment. So let's say that you're eligible for let's say the $50,000. If you're say you had a it starts at it's roughly about 10 cents on the dollar, so that's going to be about additional $5,000 basically is the interest on there. So like I was saying, halfway through paying back, we do have
okay, let me make sure I understand here.
Mm-hmm.
So I would basically be borrowing $55,000.
Yeah,
I was approved. And on 36 months, I divide that by 36, and that's roughly the payment?
Yeah, yeah. Because it's going to vary, too, as well. Like I said, because of if let's say you pay it back like early, I mean, I know you kind of want to spread it out too as well, but we do offer, just to let you know, we do offer discounts if you do pay it back early, and we can restructure it so that way, in case there's anything else that came up, if you needed a refinance or anything like that. But the main thing looking at it right now is it's just a fixed cost. So whether, you know, it doesn't kind of change on there, that's kind of one of our benefits to having the working capital, is that it's just a fixed cost payment on there.
Well, whether it's fixed cost or whether it's a percentage that's amortized doesn't make any difference to me.
Yeah, I mean, well sometimes that can vary, though, too, as well, because what I'm kind of trying to make a point of is the APR, the interest rate, it's going to...
You do have an APR, even if you say it's $5,000 interest.
Yeah, I
know. By 36, there is an APR associated with that.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, yeah, but that's what I'm saying, I don't have, like, a specific, you can't really, like... go based off.
Do you have a general one for 36 months for a middle of the road credit, mid to high credit?
And like I said, it is going to range, but I mean, like I said, it usually starts at
okay. So is it between 7 and 15? Is it between 10 and 20? Is it between 3 and 9? What kind of range is it?
Yeah, I mean, like I said, it's probably going to be like around like 10 cents on the dollar is like kind of where it would start on there. And that's going to be kind of like the mid-range. But it can go, you know, sometimes it can go a little
higher. So 10%?
Yeah.
That's basically your bottom, that's your floor?
Yeah, for the working capital, yeah. So it's going to.
So there's a hell of a big difference in a 10% loan and taking 10% of the principal and adding it and dividing it by 36, there's a huge difference in those two.
No, I know. That's what I'm saying, though, is we don't have, like generally, it's not like like I said, it's not really an APR. We do it specifically just as like you said, a principal where it's going to be the upfront. It's 10 cents on the dollar. And
okay, let me do a quick calculation here on $50,000 and a 36-month term. And 10% rate.
Yeah.
So that is 19 times 36 equal. So on a $50,000 loan, the interest charge over that term would be $8,080.96.
Well,
you would have to divide that by 36 to get your payment.
Yeah.
$1,600.
Yeah. But so you would just basically be paying that extra $5,000. Like, so if you take out the $50,000, you'd just be paying that $5,000 back, is what it is.
$8,000. Yeah. Now, $8,000 interest over 3 years.
No, it's going to be just like a fixed cost on there. It's just going to be that $5,000, is what I'm saying.
Okay, well then that is not equal to 10%. That's equal to something less than 10%.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I was saying. Yeah, we don't have like a. That's what I was saying. It's not generally like a general interest charge. It's just a fixed cost payment on there, and we'll just put that in your monthly charges. That's how they'll kind of do the payments back.
Okay, so fine. Send me your requirements, and I'll fill them out and send them back to you.
Okay, no problem. When should I expect that? Do you have like the documents available today, or is it going to be kind of expected tomorrow, or?
I can probably get it back to you tomorrow or Wednesday.
Okay, no problem. And what I'll do is if I don't hear back, I'll just follow up on Wednesday too as well. But one other thing that I didn't say that would be required, I don't think you'd probably fall in this case because you guys don't take credit cards, like you guys don't take payments or anything like that, right?
Do what now?
You guys don't take like credit card payments or anything like that?
No.
Nothing like that. Okay, yeah, then. Okay, because that was one other step that we'd have to do if you did. But so I'll go ahead and just send that over. What's the best email to send this over to?
Spratt, Spratt .financial @gmail.com.
@gmail.com. All right, I'll go ahead and send that all over. And then, but yeah, like I said, if you have any other questions, definitely feel free to reach out to me, though, too, as well. But I'll send that probably over in the next few minutes. And then, like I said, if I don't hear back from you tomorrow, I'll call back on Wednesday then, okay?
All right, sounds good.
All right, thanks, Joe. Have a good one.
Thanks, Mike. Bye.
Bye.